Captain's log, stardate 5683.1. We're making a rendezvous with the Vedalla asteroid on a unique mission. The Vedalla are the oldest spacefaring race we know. They say something incredibly dangerous to the safety of our galaxy is developing, and they have sent for selected specialists, including Spock and myself. Maintain the Enterprise in this position, Sulu. If Spock and I survive, we'll return here. If not, Mr. Scott, you have your orders. Energize.
Welcome, Captain James Kirk and Commander Spock. I will introduce you. First, Char, hereditary prince of the Skor, master of the Eerie. Sword.
I was sentenced to this mad expedition. My people are cautious, what you would call cowards.
As an expert lockpick and thief, you are welcome. M3 Green. Lara is a hunter. She has a flawless directional sense, a necessary skill where you are going. Mr. Spock was chosen for his analytical mind and scientific expertise. Captain Kirk for his leadership and adaptability. Char will explain your mission.
2 centuries passed, my people, the Skor, were great warriors. We had advanced military technology, and we could breed vast armies rapidly. But today, we are a civilized people because of Alar.
A religious leader, was he not?
Our salvation and our teacher. He brought us peace. He made us great. He died, and we made him immortal.
Alar's brain patterns were recorded before his death in a piece of injurite sculpture.
Our soul, the soul of the Skor, was stolen.
The theft triggered a racial fury in the Skor. They are preparing for war.
Against whom?
The known galaxy.
It is a very real threat. In 2 standard years, the existing Skor could breed an army of 200 billion warriors.
My government fears this, so the theft of the soul of Alar has been kept secret. But we must recover it before my people discover it gone and go mad. Launch a jihad. A holy war on the galaxy.
Who took the soul?
Unknown. The motive, as Char has said, to provoke a holy war.
Is there any clue to its location?
A mad planet, geologically unstable. Constant earthquakes, gravitic shifts, tidal waves. The temperature varies from 20 Kelvin to 204 above. Somewhere on that planet, the soul of Alar is hidden. 3 expeditions have tried to recover it. 3 expeditions have been lost. You are the next, if you agree.
The Vedalla are a powerful race. Why haven't your people retrieved the soul?
My people could not survive on that planet. You have a chance.
We agree.
Then it is done.
I cannot feel the soul. We are nowhere near it.
That is to be expected. The surface of this planet shifts constantly. Even the Vedalla are not certain where the soul is.
It has directional equipment that keys on Indurite.
I like this place. It's got variety.
I can handle the machine.
Our direction is indicated.
It's phasing. Unfocusing.
Why did the Vedalla call this the Mad Planet?
Means nothing. I can tell the way. That way.
Are you certain, human?
For sure, Birdman. I can't get lost. I can't be fooled about directions. That's why I'm here.
The Vedalla would not have chosen Lara if her abilities were less than perfect.
Agreed, but we're forced to travel on the ground. I want an overview.
I will scout overhead.
The Vedalla will have been efficient in equipping us. I will acquaint myself with our supplies.
Vulcans. Never liked them much myself. Cold-blooded critters, all of them.
I wouldn't say that. Mr. Spock is a unique personality.
but not human, like you and me. Maybe you got different customs. My world, there's a lot of females, not so many men. Come we find a man attractive, we say so. I'm saying so. How do you find me?
Fascinating. But we're not here on a pleasure trip, Lara.
All the more reason to take what pleasure there might be in it.
I have checked the supplies, Captain. As expected, they are adequate. And there are weapons.
Against what? There's no life on this planet.
But there is, Captain. Ourselves. And there may be other things guarding the soul of Alar.
Real weather.
And a half.
We'll all die here.
A statistical probability.
You ever quote anything besides statistics, Vulcan?
Yes, but philosophy and poetry are not appropriate here.
I can see something. I can sense it. The soul of Alar is there.
Something's coming.
Lava flow. Volcanic action is to be expected.
Never mind that. You gotta get us out of here.
We might be able to divert the lava flow with a barricade.
Char, get us a visual estimate.
Such a diversion would be of short duration, Captain. And I must point out, the vehicle lacks sufficient speed to escape.
Not if we used all of the power pack's energy for one high-speed run.
It is possible, but the rewiring of the power leads is complex and time-consuming.
I could do it, if you can diagram the schematic, sir.
Yes. Quickly, then. Terminal M3, red. Lead to diode shunt A37. Cross-connect to A14.
Kirk, there is a ravine 60 meters to your left. If it can be blocked, the lava will flow past those rocks to one side.
Got it. Sword.
I heard him.
Carefully, M. One missed connection could destroy us.
I know. I'm trying to be careful.
I figure we bought ourselves a little time. Few minutes.
It's re-rigged. Hurry.
Come on, insect! Move it!
21 degrees east. 50 meters to get out of the flow path.
Hurry!
Go!
You.
Captain, you must get the others away.
We're all getting away.
Close.
Far too close, Captain. I appreciate your action on my behalf, but your first duty is to the group and the mission.
Quite right, Spock. And that responsibility includes not losing the best science officer in Starfleet.
You two going to argue, honors, or are we going to get on with it?
Oh, and I was just going to ask, what next?
We move on.
The power pack is burned out.
We'll have to carry the equipment. Anything?
Wait! Yes! Yes!
I can't go any farther. I'm not even afraid anymore. Just very tired.
Come on, Em. A bit more.
No. I'm finished.
Sorry, Em. We'll be needing you. Sword.
Let me go.
Hang on!
I'll go ahead.
What is it?
Not sure. Thought I saw something move in the brush.
There is no life on this planet.
Guess you're right. This planet just gets on your nerves.
I can sense the soul. I will fly ahead, examine the building, and meet you on the way.
Char, be careful. We need you too. We're tired, sore, hurt, and angry, but we're also just about there. I'll scout ahead. Everybody else stay together, keep moving.
I'll go with you. Remember, scouting's my job. By rights, I should be doing it alone.
Sword, what did you think you saw back there?
Don't know, Vulcan. A shape. Couldn't really make it out. Probably seeing things like Kirk figures.
There should be no life on this planet.
You keep saying that.
Yes. The Vedalla would have informed us if there were any live beings here we should know of.
Maybe the Vedalla didn't know about it.
That is an impossibility.
Think so? I'm not so sure.
That's it. End of a long, hard journey.
We still have to go back, James. I tell you true, I find you an attractive man. If we were together, the trip would be easier. And if anything happened, why, we'd have some green memories.
I already have a lot of green memories.
Oh.
Maybe some other time, Laura. We still have our work cut out for us here.
Is this not the shape of your people's primitive temples?
Yes, the entrance should be. Can you open it?
There's no lock I can't pick.
What is it?
I'm opening the locks.
Wonderful.
No, they're on a time trigger. If I don't get all the locks open quickly enough, it explodes.
Keep working, I'll cover you.
They're mechanical.
The Vedalla were right. There are no living creatures here. Only the mechanized sentinels.
Hurry, small one!
We'll hit Char.
What happened to Char?
There's no way to tell from here. The mechanical exploded. We can't reach the roof from the outside. We'll have to try to get to him from the interior.
Done!
We could rest a while. Lara?
No. We've come this far.
Let's finish it, or give this deadfall a chance to finish us.
I, too, would prefer to press on, Captain. The mechanicals on guard may be what Sword saw tracking us earlier, or there may be others. In either case, it would be more advantageous to avoid another encounter. The walls are not climbable.
Not without special equipment, which we don't have. Either we find a way to reach it from here, or we fail.
No lock on the inside. We're prisoners.
That's right.
You're not exactly surprised.
Three previous expeditions tried and were lost. The planet is a natural trap, but that's not enough.
You suggest sabotage, Captain?
Yes, from inside each expedition. Remember, Spock, you were the one who said there are no life forms here except ourselves.
One of us?
It's likely.
Approximately 82.5% in favor of the possibility.
But it doesn't matter if we reach the soul. Apparently, the others didn't get this far.
For that sort of thing. I'll wait for you down here.
The planet is geologically unstable. This structure is inherently flexible, enabling it to withstand earthquakes.
It can, but what about us?
Look.
We can almost reach it.
Maybe I can get a line on it.
It is locked in a force field. Your rope would merely bounce off it.
Spock, will our combined phasers disrupt the field?
I cannot define the field's energy base, Captain, but...
The last piece of sabotage.
I know you are. 1,000 feet up, no method of reaching the soul except by air, by flight. Char.
Char, in the name of the seven gods, why?
You stole this. You'll start a bloody crusade across the galaxy. Tell us why, Char.
The Skor were a warrior race. Now what are we? Slaves to the illusion of peace. Cowards, soft in our comfort. This sick dream has stolen our souls. I am Char. Hereditary prince of the Skor, leader of battles, I will lead my people into glory to avenge our history.
Most of them will be killed. The warrior races of the Federation will rise to battle the Skor.
Yes, a noble death to win a great dream. We will live no longer like worms crawling in the dirt. We will conquer. You will die. But you have my respect, you fought well. You die in grace.
He's turned on a gravity neutralizer in the building.
Now you can fly and fight as a Skor.
No offense, little ones, but let me tackle him.
Not in free fall.
Use your phaser on him.
Too risky. He controls the fortress phaser bank and they're set on kill. No, it has to be on his terms. Spock, how long since you've worked out in null gravity combat exercises?
Last week, with you, Captain.
Let's go.
Call for retrieval.
Now!
Let me die!
You're going back with us.
We give you thanks. The soul of Alar is returned to his people.
What about Char? How are you going to punish him?
He will be healed of his madness. He is proud, brave, that he will remain. But he will also be sane and whole again. We cannot reward you. For the good of the score, this must be forever secret. You have only our thanks.
Got nowhere to keep a medal anyway. But there'll be questions.
No. You will return, and you will see. There will be no questions, no medals, only our thanks. And in time, even the memory will be gone from you.
Goodbye, James Kirk. Too bad.
Captain, Mr. Spock, what happened?
What do you mean?
You transported over and came right back. Did they call it off?
How long were we gone?
Long? About 2 minutes, I guess. I don't understand.
The Vedala changed their minds. The danger is past. Back to your stations. We have a lot of other places to go.